This short is brought to you by Lens Protocol.
Let's start on the content side, because I have thoughts that I think are a lot less polished and a lot less developed than yours. So, like, I think actually you've done a much better job at thinking deeply about content and doing experiments with it. So let's start there, because I think I have a very, unpolished and early view of some of that stuff.
Well, you're also being very humble, because you create content for like a consistent living, right? And you, Rabbit Hole's a sponsor. Like, I've listened to your stuff. I've given it 5 stars. Like, I'm a fan, you know?
When you
think about the world of like content creation in the context of Web3, what are some things that come to mind?
Yeah, this is so interesting. So like right now, my current thought for the way that I personally approach content does not apply to everyone. So I will say this with like a massive grain of salt. But I've been thinking a lot about how I think some of the best content comes from a place of basically like reflection, where I think there are some people who can create really amazing content because they're digging deep into like what's on chain and all of that. I think for me personally, the content that I make very much comes from a place of, okay, I'm building in the space. I'm halfway addicted to Twitter. Like, I'm in the trenches dealing with all the shit that I talk about on the podcast as things that I see as problems. The same thing happened when I was contributing to DAOs for a year. And I was like, holy shit, there are a lot of problems with these organizations. Like, how can we solve them? And so the way that I've always approached content is basically like, how can I get my hands dirty and get in the trenches of the things that I'm interested in? And then basically create content where I'm essentially like processing and talking about the challenges and opportunities and all the things that come with whatever it is I'm doing at the time. And so I've always had this view that like, I actually don't want to be like a full-time content creator, because, and I think that works for some people who are doing like research, where like their hands getting dirty in the trenches is research, or who deeply understand culture, or who are doing like the experiments that you're doing with Mint are very much like, you're getting your hands dirty. But I think I've always been really like grounded in this idea that in order for me, at least, to make interesting content, I need to be doing things in the space that are interesting. I don't know if that resonates with how you see stuff.
It does, because what I'm picking up from you is that you have to be an active participant to develop your points of view that you then communicate and discuss openly with everybody else that you have on the podcast. And I think my stems, like the root of my experimentation, comes from my ADHD and my ADD of like not being satisfied by doing something consistently. Like, for example, when I wake up in the morning, I just bought like Cometeer coffee, you know, but I've been drinking espresso for the longest time, and I always have to change things up. It's still coffee at the end of the day,
yeah,
but I have to get different versions of it so that I can like be motivated to start my day the same way I kind of imagine it to. So that analogy of drinking coffee in the morning very much pertains to how I approach content as a creator.
What's up, guys? Thank you for listening. If you've gotten this far, then you are a champ, and I owe you a free listener pin. Go to adamlevy.io/NFT, fill in your info, and I'll distribute the NFT towards the end of the season. By collecting your pin, you prove your contribution to the season and get exclusive access to content, allow lists, and more. So be sure to collect yours. Also, please make sure to rate and subscribe to the podcast wherever you're listening. This helps me out so much. And finally, hit me up on Twitter @LevyChain. I want to hear what you're building, the latest crowdfund you're trying to complete, or if you simply want to chat. I love talking about where crypto meets the creator economy, and it's no different if it's coming from you directly. So thanks again for your support. It means the world, and I'll see you on the next episode.